Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. For many months now, our island draft have been landing smartly in the muck. It's usually their own fault, but this time it was a meeting of geographical enthusiasts 100 miles away that dumped them in it again.
Gentlemen of the South Williston Globetrotters Geographical Society.
Shut up!
And now then, Professor Liminge, you propose we should go to the Antarctic this year.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I do, yes, let's. I'd love to. Just the two of us. Yes, absolutely, yes.
May we take it that you second the proposal, Miss Edgewick?
Oh, I do, yes, certainly. Oh, I do, rather.
All right, all right.
And that is the last we shall be hearing of it.
And what do you mean?
Year after year, we have been having these meetings. And so far, we have been going only to Africa, India, Tibet, Siam, and the Friendly Islands.
Oh, they were my idea.
Exactly. And to where have we been going? One stark, forbidding feat of human endurancement culminating in planting the society's flag on Hounslow Heath.
Now, don't be like that, Timmy. I rather like Hounslow. In fact, a girl wouldn't mind settling down there.
Without wishing to be unkind, Miss Edgewick, you'd settle down in a stagnant swamp.
Mr. Crump, there is no need to be coarse.
Pardon, I'm sure. However, I have pleasure in telling the meeting that this year we shall definitely be able to see something more of the world than Hounslow.
And where are we going? Dulwich?
No. The Antarctic, you said, and the Antarctic it'll be. Crump has got contacts.
Oh, the Antarctic. Months and months of dark.
What are you talking about, Cramp? What contacts?
An admiral, that's what. I told him about our society, and he's promised to assist us. We're going to the Antarctic by courtesy of the Royal Navy.
Sailors, dozens of them.
Oh, blimey, she's off. Now then, I'll fix things with me, Admiral, and let you know when we sail. Meeting closed.
Bracewell here, staff officer movement control.
This is Commander Purvey, Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, eh? Let's see, didn't we send a craft down there a few years back? Oh, yes, I remember. Victory. Get there all right?
I believe so.
Uh-huh. Good show. I suppose we'll get a receipt sometime. Paperwork's got into a right pig's breakfast here.
I'm not in the least surprised. Commander Bracewell, I've just had the Admiral on the phone, and he wants to know if we have any craft available for Antarctic duty.
Now then. This'll do. Got one for you, baby. HMS Ganges.
Ganges?
Yes, they're well overdue for a foreign commission.
If Ganges goes to sea, it should make history. She happens to be a shore-based training establishment.
Oh, jumping flower pot, what a clanger. Down to the sea in huts, eh? Well, we shall just have to look again, shan't we?
Do. I don't care what ship it is, so long as it's not...
Boutbridge, they're the chap.
Oh, no, please, not them. I've got to go with them.
Eh, well, all experience, I suppose. What? What?
Experience? It'll be a nightmare. A flaming nightmare. An Antarctic night's a 6 months long. Closed. Who is it?
It's me, Heather.
Heather? Oh, all right, just a minute. Come in. Well, come in.
Oh!
Right, you're in.
So I noticed.
You grab someone, you grab them, don't you? It's like getting hold of a carriage door on a train that didn't stop.
Manners, I'm sure. Well, you see, I wanted to get you in a hurry because I'm not madly keen on anyone else knowing that I'm here. For a bit. The only thing I've got plenty of is discrepancies. this anti-meartical trick has done it.
Oh, how?
Well, you see, it's like this. About 3 days ago, somebody at Main Stores sent us a load of fur coats, you see. Well, I mean, I thought it must be a mistake, and so I did the only thing possible with them.
Send them back?
Not exactly. Funny, that never occurred to me. I sort of disposed of them, you know.
Well, there is one way out. There's a shop in the village having a sale of fur coats this week.
I know. That's what I sort of disposed of them.
Well, then you'll have to sort of buy them back, won't you?
Buy them back? Well, you're joking, of course.
Forgive me for mentioning this, Chief, but Lieutenant Commander Stanton says, will you make sure to have a saw and pickaxe on board?
Saw and a pickaxe?
Yes. I gather he's hoping to go fishing through the ice like an Eskimo.
Oh, tell me, what's he hope to catch? Frozen cod?
Well, I don't know what he's hoping for, but he'll probably catch his death if you don't get those fur coats back.
Yeah, wait a minute, I've got it. I know what I'll do. I'll hire them.
Hire them? But you'll be away for weeks.
Well, as long as the hire of those coats works out at less than a tenner each, but we still makes a profit. Huh? Right, off you go, Heather. Johnsy's got to do a deal with Ichabod a bit sharpish before our sailing orders come through.
Left hand down. Just a soupçon.
Left hand down. Just a soupçon it is.
Didn't know you spoke French, Chief.
Oh, I don't, sir, but I know a soupçon when I see one.
How?
From the naffy, sir. They have bottles of some stuff called soupçon sauce on the table.
French recipe, I suppose.
Yes, but how did he know a soupçon means just a little?
Well, it's simple, sir. Have too big a dollop of that sauce and it blows your head off.
Oh, yes, I know the stuff. We had some in the wardroom and the padre reckoned it had melted his tonsils.
Oh, there you are, number one old roof.
Good morning, Lieutenant Commander Stanton. Good. Enjoying the trip?
No, I'm not, but it's nice of you to ask. I'm worried.
I suppose you've lost your bait, sir.
Oh, no. I know where that is. I've eaten it.
Oh, well, that's all right then, sir. As a rule, you never know what... Eaten is.
Yes. Had the lot for breakfast by mistake. Okay. I'll have to fish with cornflakes now.
Didn't you notice the taste, sir?
No, hardly, old sport. No. I put too much of that soupçon sauce on them, you know. Oh, wicked tack, that. One mouthful and your hat glowed.
Excuse me for interrupting, sir, but if you ate your bait and mistake for cornflakes, well, why did you put the soupçon sauce on them?
Oh, yeah, well, that was another clanger. I thought it was milk.
your breakfast seems to have been quite a surprise. I wonder you didn't eat the cork mat as well.
Mat? Yeah, Mr. Phillips, sir... Tell me something.
Don't worry, sir. We didn't have toast for breakfast.
You may not have done, but I did.
Well, sir, would you take over the breach for a while? It's about time Mr. Phillips and I went down to the wardroom to see how our visitors are settling down.
Oh, yes. That expedition mob from Willesden, you mean. Funny lot, you know. They don't seem to fish at all.
Quite, sir.
Yeah.
They don't seem to eat cork mats, either.
Oh, I don't know. I think I butted one for him this morning.
Permission to carry on, sir?
Carry on, number one.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that just leaves the two of us, Chief, huh?
Yes, sir. It's not often that we see you on the bridge, sir.
No. It's not often I come up here, really. As a matter of fact, I've always wanted to have a go at steering this lot, you know.
Have you, sir?
Yes.
Oh, well... Now it's your chance, sir.
Yes. Left hand down a bit, old brute.
Oh, blimey, another of them. Left hand down a bit, old fruit it is, sir.
Well,
I don't suppose it's the done thing, but does anybody mind if I take my jacket off? It's getting mighty warm.
By all means, Mr. Crumb, I'll hang it up for you.
Maybe you could take mine as well. It's been getting hotter every day, didn't it?
Yes. Now you come to mention it, so it has. Mr. Phillips.
Ice drinks, anyone?
Mr. Phillips.
Who's for an iced lolly? Hmm? We've got them in all flavors.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir, what do you want, a raspberry?
We have already crossed the equator once. If we're nearing Antarctica, why is it getting hotter every day?
Well, it's bound to, sir. I mean, land of the midnight sun.
Oh.
Oh, lummy.
Wardroom, number one here.
Port lookout here, sir. Land sighted, sir.
Land? Oh, thank you, Johnson. I'll come up.
Land, eh? Oh, bully for Leslie. How's that for navigation, eh? Antarctica at last.
Would you mind opening that porthole, Professor Lemming?
You can laugh, but you can't beat the old left hand down a bit, you know? Gets you there every time.
Well, Mr. Phillips?
How odd. I didn't know Eskimos wore grass skirts.
They don't. They don't have palm trees, either.
Number one, what the blazes is going on?
We're supposed to be nearing the Antarctic and we're surrounded by a load of spear-waving idiots in loincloths.
Yes, they'll all get pneumonia. Honestly, 40 below and only wearing those little things. Well, it's asking for it.
Well, I agree. Somebody here is asking for it, all right.
You know, sir, I've just been looking at the map in my diary.
And that is probably the only chart aboard.
It's got the lot, sir. Postal rates, bank holidays, phases of the moon, lighting up times and doggy's license number. You know, the time in Tokyo...
The map, you idiot. Where are we?
Ah, well, it's just a thought, sir. But we've been sailing for the Antarctic for some time now.
Oh, we have, haven't we? Mm,
yes. Yes, we have.
Pretty far off.
Yes, we are, yes. Fair way. Oh, yes. In fact, I was wondering if we could settle for somewhere we could get to a lot easier.
Where?
Well, the Arctic. You see, that's in my diary, you see. I mean, the North Pole or the South Pole. If you've seen one, you've seen
you
them all.
Raving lunatic, do you mean we've been sailing in completely the wrong direction all this time?
Not necessarily, sir. I mean, the world may have started revolving the wrong way, which would account for the...
If I may interrupt, I'd like to say that as far as the South Williston Globetrotters Geographical Society is concerned, the Arctic will do.
Oh, here, here, rather. Oh, yes, certainly. Anywhere you like, absolutely yes, rather.
I see. All right, then. The Arctic it is, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll just work out the course with my diary.
Please do. And when you make your calculations...
Yes, sir?
Try not to add in doggy's license number.
I wouldn't do a thing like that, sir.
Good morning, Chief. Oh, it's nippy this morning, isn't it?
Well, when you're off the coast of Greenland, I believe it often is, sir. I presume you've come for your fur coat issues?
Yes, please.
Good. You'll take good care of it, won't you, sir? I mean, they're costing me $10 a week. I've signed for them.
Oh, of course. Of course. Any choice left?
No, sir. No, I'm afraid you're the last one to be issued.
Oh, lummy, I know what I'm going to get. A Bud Flanagan cast-off.
Yeah, well, it seemed better day, sir. I must admit it. Yeah, it seemed better day, but it's very warm, sir. Very warm. Where it's not bald, that is. excuse me. Johnson.
Hello.
Forward, please. A fur coat for the gent.
There's only one left.
Then bring it, you nit.
Here you are.
Right, thanks very much. Now, if you'll just try it on,
right.
Here we are.
There we are.
Now then.
Fine.
Now then, how's that?
Lovely.
How's that?
What? It's a bit big. I can't see a thing.
It's a lovely fit. That's what it is, sir. It's a lovely fit.
It might have been made for you, sir. Made for you.
Never mind. I'm swamped. Hey? Let me out. Let me out.
Undo the collar, sir. Let your head out.
I don't think he can, Chief.
Eh?
No, the sleeves are about a foot longer than his arm.
Hurry out, hurry out.
What?
I can't breathe.
What, you can't breathe, sir? Hang on. Hang on a minute. There you are. There you are.
Lovely fit, he says. Only about 18 sizes too big. Lovely fit. I can only see you through a buttonhole.
Well, I told you, you should never have done the collar up, sir, and then you could have had your head outside, you see.
Oh, I see. How silly of me. Fancy. Chief. Chief, when you do the collar up, my head is still supposed to be on top, not inside. Haven't you got anything else?
No, I'm sorry, sir. Now, that's the last one. Sign here, please.
Oh, all right. Pull my sleeve up, will you?
Oh, of course. There you are, sir.
Oh, yes.
Right, if you're there, are, on the dotted lane, if you please.
Oh, yes.
Sign.
There we are.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Hey, just a minute.
Yes.
There, another coat there, isn't it? Beautiful fur, beauty. Yes, sapphire mink, isn't it?
No, just rabbit.
Welsh, I believe.
Anyway, besides, it's not your size, sir.
Well, whose is it?
Mine.
Yours?
Yes, sir.
Then it is mink. I want to swap.
No, you don't, sir. No. And it would be... besides, you can't.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is when Pertwee's around.
Belt up!
I'll see you on the bridge then, Chief.
Yeah, hey, on the bridge, too. Yeah, well, as long as you don't do that collar up, sir, you probably will.
All right, then. Where is it?
Where's what?
Abel Seaman Johnson's fur coat.
You?
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Johnson, look, I've explained to you what had happened to your fur coat before we sailed.
No, you didn't. You just said that when you did the deal with Ichabod and I had all them fur coats back again at 10 bob a week, you were in the clear, except that there was going to be one short because he'd already sold one to Mrs. Ichabod, so someone... You're rotten, you are! Anyway, you are rotten. Rotten. Rotten!
That's enough, Fatso.
Oh, catch me dead as a coal.
No, you won't. It'll never get through all that blubber.
Oh, yes, it will. There you are. Me tubes will go next. See?
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. Look. I'll let you have a bottle of Papa Pertwee's patent cold medicine.
Oh, cha.
For 5 bob.
How much is it usually?
Fourpence.
You're rotten! Absolutely stinky, rotten.
Anki! What about the Anki? 2 bob each and dear at half the price.
Oh, you don't want an Anki? Cobs and sneezes spread diseases, and I want to spread them. Bless me.
Now he's been rotten.
Abel Seaman Johnson is. There goes another couple of thousand germs. Seize him, lad.
All right. I'll see you later, sneezy. I'm going up on the bridge.
Good. I hope your boots freeze to the deck.
Oh, blimey, yes. Thanks for reminding me.
What?
Give us an end on with Miss Seth Army.
Mr. Phillips, as there is nothing near us for miles except ice, sounding the siren seems to be a trifle pointless.
I didn't mean to, sir. I can't see.
Now, undo your collar for drag's sake, sir. Every time you do it up, you lose your balance and cop hold of the siren.
Oh, it's all right for you, but when it's open, the wind catches me and the ball patches.
Yes, oh, excuse me, sir. But this ice is getting horribly thick. We're not built for ice breaking, you know.
I mean, how much further are we going through it?
Well, I don't know. I should think... About here would do nicely.
Yeah. Well, it'll freeze him well after, sir. We're stuck.
Oh, so we are. Oh, well, we'll just have to back out again, won't we? Mm. Stick her in reverse, Chief.
No, I wouldn't advise it, sir. I wouldn't advise that at all.
Huh?
Just have a butcher's beyond you.
Oh, what for? We'll just reverse through the ice the way we've broken it on the way... Oh. Oh, Yes, now who filled it all in again? Hey? Now come on, come on. Own up, come on, chaps. Own up, come on, you chaps.
Must have been the fairies, Mr. Phillips.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You've got us completely iced up. We shall be here for months.
Come on, if I would say, excuse me. But, Che, pardon me, you were exaggerating, of course. Weren't you exaggerating? I mean, about being stuck here for months, I mean.
Certainly not. This is only the beginning of winter here.
Oh, blimey. Ichabod. I'll be ruined. I'll be ruined. Over 100 fur coats in temper a week each for 6 months. See how much is that? You've got to get me out of here. You've got to get us out of here. I'll be skint. I'll be stark, staring skint.
Chief, if you could forget whatever little domestic difficulty it is you're mulling over, just for a bit, we'd better assist our visitors to set up their base camp on the ice.
Oh, right, that's very good, sir. I'll just give the stores a buzz and tell Johnson to get their stores over the side.
Hello, Stores here.
Hey? Is that you, Johnson?
No, it's Ginger. Johnson's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
Well, as soon as we got stuck, he went ashore.
Went to shore? What, on the ice?
Yeah, he's taken a gun with him. He left you a message.
How kind. What was it?
He says you're rotten, and he's gone to get his own fur coat, so there.
Cool, I don't know. The stupid, great, fat nit. With his weight, if he finds a bit of ice less than 6 foot thick, he'll go through it.
B.S. That's message edge.
Thanks very much. Just wait till I get my hands on him. I'll have his guts for garters.
For months, Mr. Phillips. Iced up in this floating igloo for 4 months. And all because of you and your confounded diary.
That reminds me, sir, I've just been looking at it. Today's the day that expedition lot said they returned to the ship.
Well, we know that, you fool. What do you think we've been looking for?
Here, sir! Look, they come, sir.
So they are. I wonder how they've got on.
Are they all there?
Oh, I think that foreign one's a bit nuts. Oh, I see.
I'll have a look, sir. You want to... I'll just count them, sir. It's 1, 2, 3. Oh, stone me. They got something in a cage on the last sledge, sir.
Quick, Chief. Get a rum ration up for them. We'll go across the ice and meet them.
By George, that went down well.
Oh, yes. Very warming, I'm sure.
Thanks to you, we have planted the flag of the South Wilston Globetrotters Geographical Society, where no man has set foot before.
And we've captured a pet to take back with us.
Pet, sir?
Aye. It's in the cage on the last sledge. It's a polar bear, a great fat one, and I think it talks.
A fat one that talks. Excuse me a minute, but it's in.
Hula Bear! Hula Bear! Where are you? Come along, little Hula Bear. Hula. Hula Bear!
Hello, Chief.
On you! On you! You furry fat nit! What are you doing in there?
Waiting to be let out. I shot me fur coat, and just after I put it on, that lot captured me and bunged me in this rattle. Come on, get out of it, come on.
Am I going walkies?
you're not. You're going for a right Burton in a minute. Belt up and take that head off, Bruin.
Oh, hello, Johnson. Where have you... What was that?
No, it's nothing, sir. It's just the ice beginning... Blimey, it's the thaw, sir.
Thaw? It can't be. It's too quick.
Well, perhaps it's a flying thaw, sir.
Very laughable, Chief.
It's breaking up all right. We'd better get back to...
Oh, no! No, look over there! What's that?
Trout Bridge! You idiot! She's moving! She's adrift!
But she can't be. I didn't lower the anchor because she was stuck on the ice.
No?
Well, just because the ice is melting, I don't see why she should...
Lummy. Might I make a suggestion, sir?
Certainly. What is it?
Run for it!
Righto, last one aboard's a custard.
No! Garrett! No, not you, Judson, you're too heavy! Judson, stop! Fatty! You abominable elephant! Stop it! Everybody in! Save your coats!
I dropped my diary.
Churchin, this is your fault, you clod-hopping, heavy-footed, lumbering, great. Hey, sir.
What was that, Chief?
Oh, dear.
Got him.
That was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Professor Liminge was Tenniel Evans, Mrs. Edgewick was Heather Chasen, and Mr. Crump was Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.